Episode 4 of the audio blog on garciamedia.ca. These blogs are put up once a week, and they are essentially marketing blogs that can hopefully assist you to market your business. garciamedia.ca. Like, share, and subscribe to the podcast, please. So let's get right into it. Today's article was written back on July the 17th, and it is entitled, Five Ways a Podcast Can Benefit Your Business. Don't think out of the box. Kick the box out of the window. Podcasting is similar to blogging, as the benefits are largely similar. Both of them allow you to show your industry knowledge and expertise, which adds to your credibility. Starting a podcast for your business in 2023 is a great idea. Think about all the additional value you can bring to your existing and potential clients through a podcast. Let's explore the top five ways a podcast can benefit your business. Number one, it builds your brand. Businesses need to start thinking of themselves as media companies. It doesn't matter what industry you are in. You have a story to tell, an expert to reach out to, a person that's been in the industry longer than anybody else. There's a founder, a government organization, a sports star, or a relative that's a king of an industry. If your business had a podcast, if you could speak with these kinds of people and bring endless value to your audience by doing so, a podcast gives your clients another opportunity to come to your website through your socials and learn more about your brand. Number two, it creates connection and trust. Those like me that are old enough to remember that deep connection we used to have with certain radio DJs will understand the true power of what that meant for the brands they worked for. We as fans were loyal. We supported their events. We bought their CDs. We wore their T-shirts. Now, fast forward to 2023, and imagine being able to achieve something like this on your own podcast for your own brand or your own business. Not only does this podcasting thing create a certain kind of connection with your listener, but it also drives traffic to your website. Even if that traffic is only 1,000 people per month, that's 1,000 more people you can showcase your products and services to. That's 1,000 people that might just tell another 1,000 people about you and your business. If you are already an established business and have existing traffic on your website, you understand the need for fresh content all the time. Keeping your website and socials updated is laborious. If you are just starting out, it's a long road. But either way, having a weekly podcast available for download on your platforms that brings your customer massive value is much more likely to get them to click on buy. By value, I mean information related to your product or service that'll benefit the client whether they spend money with you or not. Information, masterclasses, how-tos, whatever that looks like. Number four, very effective advertising medium. If you have a captive audience right now in your business through a website or social media, you need to start a podcast to feed it, grow it, and monetize it even more. If you are a new business and you need an audience, the same advice. You need to create a podcast. A study conducted in 2019 by the BBC World Service showed that the engagement rate of podcasts was 47% higher in comparison to radio and 27% higher than TV. Those numbers have only gone up since COVID. And finally, number five, it's inexpensive to get going. Podcasting is one of the cheapest yet most effective ways to market your business. However, I highly suggest using podcast pros to ensure that you and your brand look and sound your best. Not everybody is a great host. Not everybody belongs in front of the camera. But podcasting allows so many different options, including video or just audio, for example. An element of training ahead of launching a podcast would be a great idea. I hope these articles bring you and your business immense value. We provide training, studio, and podcast production for business. You can buy directly off of our website. That's obviously garciamedia.ca.